Welcome, everybody. Shia number 984. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of the halachas of Mayim Achrayim. We're in our siman is Kuf Pei Aleph. We're basically trying to go through the halacha lemaisa, the letter of the law, as they say, in the Shulchan Aruch, together with the Mishabura, and learning it, learning the halachas together. Now, so we spoke about last time in reference to Mayim Achrayim, right? The washing before bread, the washing before benching. Washing before bread is called Mayim Rishonim. Washing before bread is called Mayim Achrayim. And there's actually something called Mayim Emsarim. That's like a middle washing. If somebody ate the cheese and meat, or not together, obviously, but separately, or the question of fish and meat. If they ate separately fish and meat, to wash their hands, not wash their hands, how that works. So there's actually a middle washing. You have washing before bread, you have washing before benching, and then you have the middle washing, which is a totally separate siman. I'm just mentioning, we're not learning those halachas right now. Right now we're learning the halachas of Mayim Achrayim. But one should know that you have the first washing before bread, you have the middle washing if you ate various different foods, how to work with that, and then you have the washing before benching. And they're all for various different reasons in general, right? That's an interesting. The middle washing that the Shulchan Aruch talks about, I just want to say outside, also has to do with Nikias, that a person's hands should be clean, because of the fact either they ate fish and now they're going to eat meat, or they ate cheese and now they're going to eat meat afterwards. We're not talking about the meat and then eating the cheese, because once you eat the meat, you have to wait, right? You have to wait 6 hours, some hold even less, but whatever the case is, but the minig of many people is to wait 6 hours. It's not a question of eating meat and then cheese. It's a question of, possibly cheese, and then the meat. But I don't want to get off on a tangent. You need two things: washing your hands, rinsing your mouth. Okay, I'm not going to get into the whole thing right now, but just we should be aware of there is such a washing. Okay, but those halachas have to be studied separately, how that works. Now, as far as the washing one's hands, and do they have to dry their hands? The interesting thing, does one have to dry their hands? Okay, so we spoke about Le'asher Lamaisa. There's two shittas that are brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. I just want to talk about the second shita today. The first shita we said was one, Halacha Lamaisa, you do not have to dry your hands. Okay, then the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, brought down the Rambam that says you do have to dry your hands, and even to make a bracha. We don't make a bracha. But the Rambam said you must dry your hands because of the fact that there's no washing without drying. So just to read a little bit in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Yud Tes, how he explains it, Sefira Lei, the Lei Nikra Natila B'Lei Nigav. In other words, the sheet of the more stricter sheet where you have to dry your hands is the sheet of the Rambam, brought down again. Why we're mentioning it, we're not going through all the different sheetas, that's not what we're here for. We're trying to get Halacha L'maaseh as simple as possible, but since the Mechaber does bring it down, we want to see what it's all about. Sefira Lei, the Lei Nikra Natila B'Lei Nigav. So there's no washing without drying. That washing means drying. So the first sheet said last time, we said that you don't have to dry your hands because you accomplished what you had to accomplish. You just had to get the dirt off. You had to get the salt off. So you got it off and finished. So what's the problem? As opposed to Mayim Rishonim, when you wash before bread, then it's very unappealing to start touching the bread with wet hands, and it's a question of possibly Mayim Tomei on your hands. Okay. So now so he says, the Rambam says, Sfira Lei Delei Nikra Natila B'Lei Nigavayin Le'el Seif Simen Kuf Ayin Gimel Mashba Das HaMachaber L'Hakol, that the Lamaisa, the Machaber, even though he brings down the two different Shittos, he's Meikol, that you don't have to dry your hands, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, so now he says, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Yotes, Mikol Makom Lechatchila. Oh, but Lechatchila, this is right one I want to say. Lechatchila, Toiv L'Nagev Yodav Lotzeis Das Kulam. Lechatchila, if you could, dry your hands. Like this, yeah, it's according to everybody. And so that's an important thing to keep in mind. Kasav Beis Yosef B'Shem Sefer Shulchan Shel Arba V'Chein Hevi Be'el Yo Rabbi brings down, and he brings from the Kolbei, the Mayim Achrayim Ein Tzrichim Shir Ela She'yehei Behem Kedei Lahadiach Behen Es Yadav. So as far as a shir goes, right, so again, we said that you accomplish what you have to accomplish by just washing, even without the drying, but since we have the Rambam who's machmer to dry, so L'Chadchila, if you could dry, you should try and dry your hands after Mayim Achrayim. If you didn't, of course, you still yet some Mayim Achrayim. As far as, and it just throws in an extra thing, the Mishaber does the Mayim Achrayim, Ein Tzrichim Shir. There's no real Shir per se. As we know by Mayim Rishonim, when you're washing before bread, you have to wash up to the wrist, right? We said that B'dieved, this pressing need, this emergency situation, a person can wash up to the knuckles, but you try and wash up to the wrist. We said to try and use a lot of water, but even without that, at least up to the wrist. But the point is that there is a shear. When it comes to washing before bread, you do have a shear. You do have a certain amount of the hand you have to wash. When it comes to Mayim Achrayim, Lamaisa, we did say you have to wash up to the second knuckle. That's what we did say. But the point is, more importantly than so much than the washing up to the second knuckle, but Mayim Achrayim Ein Tzrichim Shir, Ela Sheyehei Behen Kedei Lahadiach Behen Es Yadav. The point is making sure that the dirt comes off. Okay, so that's an important point. And so he said, "My machrim ain't srichim shir ele sheihei behen kedei ladiach behen es yada." But again, we do want to keep in mind halacha lemaisa. The Shulchan Aruch did say up to the second knuckle, and the bir halacha brought b'shem others, Agra and others, that one should even try and wash till the third knuckle, which whereby it attaches to the palm of the hand. And there are those who even machmed the whole hand. Okay, but that's already, we're not going to get into that right now. But halacha lemaisa up to the second knuckle on the fingers, on the thumb, we said it's the first knuckle. And then others are machmed, if possible, to go even to the finger, to the knuckles whereby it touches the palm. He does bring down from the gra, good to have a revius. Okay, but that's basically the point of what it's all about. So again, let's just sum up what we have over here. I just do want to mention one thing. This Mishnah Berurah is Vahada just mentions Agav Orcha. Again, we're not getting into those halachas right now, but he does mention Kevin Shekasev Shekolad Vorm Shenehagim B'mayim Achroinim. Since all the things that we do by the halachas of Mayim Achroinim, Nehagim B'emsoim, are also we're noyig by the we mentioned previously that there's a middle washing, right? If somebody eats we said cheese and then meat, Nikinuach V'adocha we spoke about, right? Chutz Minigav Halidaim, that besides the drying part by Mayim Achroinim, we said you don't need Shetzarech Lenagav B'emsoim, but when it comes to this middle washing. Washing. And we're not talking about before bread. We said there's three different washings. There's before bread, there's the middle of the meal, if you ate various different foods, right? One of them is cheese and then meat, obviously separately, or fish and meat and these type of things. It's called Mayim Bamsam. You need kinuach vahadacha by cheese before you're eating the meat. But when it comes to that washing in the middle of the meal, what I just mentioned, then you need tzarech lenagav b'emsoim. Then you would have to dry your hands, and it's a davar pasha because you're still eating. We said one of the things, because it's very unappealing when you go to eat, your hands should be dry. You're not eating anymore. Ain't tzarech. You don't have to dry your hands. So let's just sum up real quickly. Lemaisa, bottom line is mayim achrayim. Back to our mayim achrayim before benching. Halacha lemaisa, you do not have to dry your hands. L'chatchili, you should dry your hands. And that is the halacha. As far as the shear, we said lemaisa till the second knuckle. And then even though the Mishnah Berurah brought down the Mayim Achrayim Ein Tzrichim Shir Ela Sheyehei Behen Kedei Ladiach, but the main point was over there to make sure the dirt comes off. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and Beracha Kol Tov.